1, 2, 3, hit me.
Like a virgin.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Like a virgin's biblical. It's a real staple worldwide.
I've always wanted to do one, so I'm just like, let's go.
I think flipping the script is fun.
Change it up a little bit.
We just wanted to do the sexiest shit we've ever seen.
This is Like a Virgin.
It's iconic. This is a big deal for me.
On Triple J.
It's Concetta and Dave on Triple J. It's Friday morning, and that can only mean one thing. It's Like a Virgin Day, baby. And boy, oh boy, do we have a treat for you today. They're Australian music royalty and Like a Virgin professionals. It's Angus and Julia Stone. Welcome back.
Thank you. That was very grand.
Oh my God, it's our pleasure. We are so excited to have you back in. This is your fourth Like a Virgin, and I've got to know, do you like still get nervous for these things?
There's always nerves there. One of those things.
I don't know. I mean, today we definitely are so excited to be back because it has been a while. I think the last time we were here, we did Passion Fruit, pre all of the stuff where everybody got locked up. And so it is, it's exciting.
Well, we're very excited to have you back as well, especially given your track record with Like a Virgin. As you mentioned, previously covered Drake, also Boy and Bear. And Julia, you also joined the boys from Peking Duck when they covered Crowded House last year. Tell us about that one. Has it stuck with you?
That chorus is just, it's forever there now. It was such a nice thing to do with those guys. They're such legends. And it was a really fun track to cover.
Yeah, we love it. And look, now we've got no idea what you've got in store for us today. But before we get into your cover, we do, of course, need to get an original. So Angus and Julia Stone, what have you got for us today?
I think we'll have a crack at a new song of ours called Cape Forestier.
Yeah, I guess it's a song about a boat, but I guess the boat, the name of the boat is Cape Forestier, but it's I guess like a symbol for the journey we've been on. You know, we spent a lot of time kind of in nature growing up, and this particular boat took us on a lot of journeys, and some of them were quite wild. And
through the storms, it kept us at bay. But now it's a decommissioned.
Yeah, it's decommissioned now.
Very a beauty sad. Sitting there just looking pretty.
Down in Tassie. Well,
I want to know more about this mysterious boat, but should we hear your original right here, Angus and Julia Stone on Triple J taking on Cape Forestier, whenever you're both ready, take it away. Yay! Oh.
We told you they were professionals. That right there, Angus and Julia Stone with Cape Forestier, new music from the iconic duo. They're in for Like a Virgin. And look, I don't know why I imagine like a frog on a lily pad playing a banjo when I hear that one. But you said it was about this boat you spent a lot of time on growing up. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Not that particular boat. I mean, I think Mum and Dad both met through sailing. And so when we were kids, we used to go out. They had a little yacht that would take us around. It sounds fancy, but it really wasn't that fancy. It was actually really disgusting on the boat.
the smell of kerosene and varnish was...
You know how people who go on boats feel, they say like, I feel at ease on the water.
I don't
Is that
like
both
that.
Of you?
I feel like you're like that. You're more comfortable on a boat.
Yeah, I love being out there. It's, you know, the horizon and what's to come is beautiful. But yeah, that was kind of growing up. I sailed competitively. Julia, you had a crack at it.
I had a crack, right? But then I got very upset one day when I capsized and no one came to save me, and it was all very upsetting. And
well, that's how our parents met. Dad actually sunk his yacht, and he dove down and pulled up all the lead. Long story short, he sold the lead to Grandpa. Grandpa called him up and said, "I'd like to meet you before I buy all this lead. We're building a yacht." Mum answered the door, and it was kind of that love at first sight. So sailing was a big part. We had that family motto, family that sails together stays together.
Oh my God, that is beautiful. I literally didn't realize how integral boats and the sea are to the Angus and Julia Stone story. You're listening to Breakfast with Concetta and Dave, and we're joined by Angus and Julia Stone for Like a Version. You're about to give us the cover, but first, we're going to need a clue so we can start thinking about what you might be covering.
You may have heard this song played at King Tut's.
Yeah, wow. Jeez. Look, this seems like a bit of a tricky one. Let us know what you think Angus and Julia Stone are covering. 0439757555. We'll get to your guesses right after this. You're on Triple J.
1, 2, 3, hit me.
Like a Virgin.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Like a Virgin's biblical. It's a real staple worldwide.
I've always wanted to do one, so I'm just like, let's go.
I think flipping the script is fun.
Change it up a little bit.
We just wanted to do the sexiest shit we've ever seen.
This is Like a Version.
It's iconic. This is a big deal for me.
On Triple J.
Welcome back. It's Concetta and Dave with you on your Friday morning. And honey, we are doing Like a Version with the wonderful Angus and Julia Stone. So come on, this is the big moneymaker. The clue to let us know what you'll be covering for Like a Version. Can you remind us one more time of your clue?
You may have heard this song at King Tut's.
Let us know if you know. 0439757555. Now, look, I want to ask you about an encounter you had a few years back with one of the biggest stars in the world. Surely people have seen this video. It's literally everywhere. But if you haven't, it's Post Malone in some kind of backstage setting, like a festival or something, with Lil Baby and Sway Lee. And he's trying to put them onto a song that he's loving. Here, have a listen to this.
Yo, if anything, we just sample this.
Well, we know what song that is. That is, of course, Big Jet Plane. And you guys actually end up linking up with Post Malone. How quickly after this video did you guys end up chatting?
I think it was pretty quick. I mean, I remember when it happened and I woke up. I think I was in Berlin at the time. And I woke up and all the messages from Australia, I was getting everybody sending the TikTok link. Yeah, and then you were in... States at the time.
I'd just finished the Dope tour, and I was in Montreal, and Posty sent me a text and he said, "Come to Houston now, let's drink some beers." So we flew over to Houston, me and the boys, and pretty much just walked into this stadium, and it was pretty cool, and just played beer pong, and we got on really well, and just stemmed into a lot of other things, hanging out here in Australia, and Dope ended up supporting him around Oz and New Zealand, and he got us up when he was supporting the Peppers, and we played Big Jet Pone on the stage, and it was so cool. He's such a legend.
Okay, that's the craziest "what you doing" story I've ever heard. Like getting a text, "what are you doing? Come right now to Houston," and then collaborating with Post Malone. Is it true, Angus, you made him do a shoey?
Yeah, so I'd probably classify it as a crocky because he was wearing a croc and I had my boots on. he was like, "if I have a good show," because we'll hang out before, he's like, "if I have a good show, let's do it." And I was like, "all right, sweet." And it came off, and we're already having a few, and we fired it up.
When I watched that video, I was like, "whose shoe would I rather be drinking from?" I was just trying to picture the choice.
See, that's what I love about Post Malone, dude. Like, he's like the biggest star in the world, you know, selling out all these stadiums, arenas. There's not a venue he can't fill up to the brim. But yeah, at the end of the day, he just is a chill dude. He just likes to kick back, have some beers. Do a shoey, one or two of them.
Yeah, he's a charming lad. He's kind of... I think he's bypassed. He's done it really well. You know, he never really let it go to his head. And he's just really humble. And the things you chat about are very like your mate down the street.
Yeah, absolutely. So good. Well, hey, look, that's enough about Post Malone. Let's get back to you guys. Angus and Julia Stone here for Like a Version. We've got the original, but now it's time for the cover. The clue you gave was you might have heard this at King Tut's. I'll be honest, I've got no clue what this could be, so could you please reveal what song you're singing today?
So we're going to be playing a Lewis Capaldi song called "Someone You Love."
Okay, huge song, but I think you need to explain the clue to some of us. King Tut's, what is this place?
Yeah, I was going to ask the same thing.
King Tut's, we wanted to keep it quite abstract because you guys were telling us before that people are very savvy. All the Sherlock Holmeses out there.
The crime docker.
So we thought, because Lewis is from Glasgow, King Tut's is sort of like the classic startup music venue that you would play. So he definitely played there when he was starting out. I mean, his career has been so quick and amazing, like played there probably at King Tut's once and then now plays arenas.
Yeah, things move so quick for him. Look, I love the niche clue, but I'm keen to hear a bit more about the song. So why have you chosen this one?
We were bouncing a lot of ideas around.
I think the authenticity of his nature is very magnetic.
Yeah.
And I think the world over has seen that, and just those anthems that he's singing, they're just so beautiful.
Yeah,
such a special lad.
It's so potent. And when we decided on this, we were kind of looking a bit more into the song, and he apparently recorded this all in one take. You know, it's just that it feels so real what he's singing about. And yeah, he's a special guy, so we wanted to honour the song, I guess.
Well, I think we should rip into it right now. Angus and Julia Stone about to take on Lewis Capaldi, "Someone You Love" for Like a Version. Text in, let us know what you think, 0439 757 555. Angus, Julia, whenever you're ready, please take it away.
All right, are you ready?
Let's do it.
And this time I fear there's no one to save me. The song of nothing really got a way of driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to help, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, it's never the same. I guess I kind of like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall when you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down and you pulled a rug. I was getting kind of used to being someone you love.
Thank you.
say it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape.
Angus and Julia Stone covering Louis Cavaldi's Someone You Loved for Like a Version. Guys, just crushing it once again, you total legends. It was so dreamy. Not that we would expect anything less. I hope you guys are feeling really, really good about that one.
Yeah, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to play this song. It's it felt really good.
Well, thank you so much for gifting us this beautiful cover. It's your fourth cover now. The bar was high, but God damn, and I'm sorry to use the Lord's name in vain, but you've smashed it out of the park this morning. And of course, you've got this new album coming out May 10th, and you're hosting some, what you're calling living room sessions. What's going on here? Can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, it's we've set it up staged like a living room. It's the full circle going back to how we started kicking it in the garage and recording ourselves and figuring out the writing process. And
doing like a stripped back version of the songs for this tour.
Back to the beginning.
It's going to be special. So make sure you check that out online. Angus and Julia Stone, it has been a true pleasure. Thank you so much for stopping by and stay tuned. We're going to tell you who's doing Like a Version next week, right after this. You're on Triple J with Conchetta and Dave.